You know what? There won't be any music because right now I'm in a very serious mode. It's your girl, Edith Yolanda, with the Dame Truth, and I'm going to spit the absolute truth to you tonight. And this is for any woman that has felt threatened, that has been handled in a rough manner, to any woman that has been disrespected. To any woman that has been in a domestic violence situation, yeah, this podcast is for you. And I want you to open your ears and open your heart and receive this message because it's too many of my sisters dying at the hands of men that don't really give a fuck about you. There's too many women that are getting bruised and beaten because they want somebody to love them. There are too many women that don't have a plan to get out. There are too many women that are choosing people that mean them no good, that want to see harm done to them. There are too many women that are out here with men that are competing with them because these men are on bitch levels. There are too many women out here that want a man because he looks good. There are too many women out here that are just putting up with the bullshit to put up with the bullshit. And I'm telling you right now, sis, the bullshit ends here. When a man puts his hands on you, when a man condones another man for putting his hands on a woman, when a man sits back and allows a woman to get her ass beat by a whole fucking nigga, let me tell you something. You're less than a man to me. You're dead to me. Because let me tell you, me with my 5'7" frame would go up toe to toe with any man that is disrespecting, hitting, abusing, verbally abusive to a woman. I don't play none of them fucking games. And I'm gonna tell you why. Because you wanna know why? I'm the dame and I speak the dame truth. If you don't wanna hear it, turn my podcast off. But bitch, I'm speaking the truth tonight and somebody's gonna hear it. Let's go. Alrighty now, today is August 14th, Tuesday, August 14th, and you are tuned in with the dame herself, Edith Yolanda, with the Dame Truth. Listen, guys, tonight, I don't want to do all the formalities, all the pomp and circumstance, all the music, all the transitions, all the editing. I really just want to come to you really live, uncut, and real, mainly because I really just had, I had to delete somebody from my Facebook page, and I'm going to keep it completely real with you guys. I'm going to keep it funky. If you know me, you know me. I don't cut the corners. I don't hold my tongue. I don't do all that fake bullshit. I'm probably one of the realest bitches you will ever meet. And even though I'm real and I'm uncut and I'm unedited, and when something goes to the left, I check the fuck out of people, I'm a really loving and caring person. Like, I will give a toenail if I need to. I would rip off a toenail and give it to you if it would save your life, okay? Because I know that that pain for me would be just temporary, but saving your life would be saving your life. That's just who I am as a person, and I make no qualms about it because I think God made me that way, and he made me a strong person where I can take the pain. I can take it. But let me tell you something. When it comes down to women and women who are abused or being abused, I have no patience for that shit. Like, zero. I have no patience. I have no tolerance. I have none of that shit. Let me tell you something. My mother survived a domestic violence situation before I was born with her first husband. Okay? Some of the stories that my mom has told me to this day still gets me very angry and very upset. And I don't play that shit. I just don't play it. I don't care what woman it is. I don't care if this woman was in your face. Walk the fuck away. Walk away. Don't come back. If you know a bitch is crazy, then the bitch is crazy. Walk the fuck away. But to ball up your manly fist and to hit or strike a woman repeatedly, no. I have no tolerance for that bullshit whatsoever. There are two incidents that happened that I saw on Facebook recently that I need to speak on, but I'm going to speak on the one that directly affected me today because I had to block a bitch. When I say a bitch, I'm talking about a grown-ass man who's a police officer that I know of through a mutual friend of ours. And I, you know what? The thing about it is that this nigga, I try not to say nigga because I know that I have so many different people from different nationalities and different races. But let me tell you something. Let me make this clear to every white, black, brown, yellow, purple, green, blue person that might listen to my podcast. When I say nigga, let me tell you something. That does not mean a specific race or color. Because, bitch, you could be a white ass nigga. I will call you a nigga in a fucking minute. If you're ignorant as fuck, I will call you a nigga. Period. Point blank, period. And the one thing that I know for a fact living in the South and being around a whole bunch of cracker ass racist people is that one thing that they hate to be called is a fucking nigger. So I do it all the time because you're ignorant piece of shit. I'm gonna call you a nigger. That is the epitome of what a nigger is. You're ignorant. You are less than learned. You are under the bar when it comes down to you are subpar when it comes down to intelligence. On any level. So anyway, today I had to, and I'm sorry, I'm heated. I'm angry. I'm frustrated because I don't like the mentality of men today. I called my friend because we're mutual friends. Like I was introduced to this person by her. So I had to warn her and let her know, listen, your friend has been saying some off the wall shit for a minute and he's been getting under my skin, but I've been ignoring him because he's your friend and I don't want to make it an awkward situation if we're ever together, if there's a dinner, if there's a party, so on and so forth, and he's there and, you know, I have to cuss him out or tell him off on the internet. So I'm just letting you know, I overlook and ignore a lot of his comments. But today, his comments hit a chord with me. This was the comment that broke the camel's back. So I posted up on my Facebook page. There was a woman that was in a confrontation with an Asian man at a hair supply store. Now, from the video, at first, I didn't realize that the woman kind of like touched the man. But when they were arguing or whatever, the man was getting in her face. She was getting in his face. And she turns away to walk away from the situation. She threw her hand up like to say, whatever, get the hell on. And the man happened to be right there. It wasn't like she intentionally stood up and was like, I'm going to fight you or I'm going to hit you or I'm going to strike you. She basically turned her body away from the man and threw her hand up like whatever and walked away. But the man was walking towards her and she, you know, with her hand and her body turned, kind of gently tapped him. It wasn't a strike. It was more of a whatever, I'm going. She was disengaging, okay? The Asian man then decides that he is not going to allow her to get away or have the last word, and he strikes her and punches her in the mouth. She turns around and she realizes that he did this, and now her mouth is bleeding, okay? So as you have, you know, my podcasts have been kind of chronologically kind of, you know, going off of events that have been happening. So if you know anything of what's going on with the Asians and, you know, the Asian nail salon, about the salon owners that hit the old lady with the broom, threw acetone in her face and all this stuff, you know that a lot of us are boycotting a lot of Asian markets where they sell beauty supplies to Black Americans. They do nails for Black Americans. but a lot of them have been practicing rude, impolite practices in their businesses, and we keep patronizing their businesses. We keep giving them money. So that post was to say, listen, you know, look at what's happening, what's going on. Now, people on my post naturally said, well, she hit him first. And I said, well, I need to look at this video again because it does not, I didn't see it. At first, I didn't see it because that's just how it wasn't even like a hit, like she was squaring up with him, you know? To make a long story short, it wasn't a hit, but people saw that she touched him. So this guy, who is a mutual friend of my best friend, goes and says, when you do ignorant shit, then that's what you get, an ignorant surprise. And I said, well, I don't see why she would get that. I don't see what was so just, like, what was just about him punching her in the mouth and causing her mouth to bleed. And he goes off on this tangent of why, you know, why was she in his face and so on and so forth. And I said, you know, this to me is alarming because you're a police officer. And as a police officer, you should be able to detect when somebody is, you know, encroaching or, you know, trying to start a fight or somebody who, you know, struck somebody. But clearly her body was turned. She threw up her hands to say, I'm over it, I'm done. And he walked into her. And that's how he got touched. But then he goes in and starts saying how it was justified that this man hits a woman in the face. I'm sorry. No, sir. You as a police officer, I don't see how you would even justify any of this. If you were a police officer and said, I would have taken both of them to jail, that would have been better than just saying that letting a man punch a woman in the face in her mouth was justifiably correct or right. What? What are you saying? Then you're a black police officer. You are a black man seeing a black woman get struck in the face by an Asian man. I don't care if he was a alien man. It was a man hitting a sister. This is what I have issues with the men today. The men of this world are really bitch made. So this is not the end of the story, my friends, because after me putting up there that, you know, you're a police officer and that's why I don't fuck with none of y'all. All of you in blue, whether you black, brown or yellow, are all pigs to me because y'all all under that pig ass code. I already know. I have family that are in the force that told my family members that it is a code. It's like a fraternity. It's like the blue gonna stick together through thick and thin, right or wrong. So that's why I don't fuck with the police, because to be honest, if a police officer is wrong, you think another police officer is going to sit there and say on television or in court he was wrong? No, these bitch ass police officers stick together. Right, wrong, or indifferent, they stick together. So after I posted that up, you know, calling him out being a police officer, now all the women on my page are like, what? You're a police officer? You're a black police officer now? And you mean to tell me that you're condoning this? You're condoning this behavior? Yes, he is. So this bitch made ass police officer nigga is going to call me on Facebook Messenger. Motherfucker, we don't have nothing to talk about. We don't have nothing to discuss because I already know that you're a womanizer. I already know that you don't give a fuck about no type of women. And I already know that you are a dog ass nigga, because what we will go ahead and say is that you have already come to me in my inbox inappropriately for a man that just got married. We will already say that you have asked me out to lunch, and I don't understand why, because we have no business. We have nothing. The only reason why a man like you would ask me out to lunch is because you are trying to romantically get involved with me. But you know what? I turned him down gracefully. I ignored his advances. But today, with this, no, 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 no. I'm calling you all the way out because I don't like nothing about you. I don't like nothing about your personality. I don't like nothing about your being. You're dead to me. You're dead to me when you have justified a man hitting a woman in the mouth and causing her to bleed, to literally spit out blood. This lady spit out blood on the video. And you think that that's okay? No, bitch, it's not okay. I don't know what woman hurt you and made you feel this upset about other women, but you need to get over it. You need to seek counseling. It's just like it's a part of me that looks at him and says, he thinks he's the shit. He thinks he's so cute and he thinks that he can have any woman that he wants. No, bitch, not me. I want no parts of you. None whatsoever. So he calls me on Facebook. I ignored it. And then he sends me a message through my direct messenger. Bitch, you didn't get the hint the first time that I don't want to talk to you. You didn't get the hint the first time that I don't fuck with you. So let me just tell you right now, you're blocked. You're blocked on Facebook. And bitch, if I see you in public, don't fucking talk to me. Don't fucking talk to me because we have nothing to discuss. I don't talk to bitch made men. I don't talk to men that think that it's okay for another man to hit a woman in the mouth. Let me tell you something. If you don't know me, you'll know me now. If you have anything in your record that has to deal with domestic violence with a woman, don't fucking associate with me. Don't come for me. Don't talk to me. Don't say hello to me. Bitch, walk the other way. I do not respect men that hit women and think that it's okay to say sorry when you have left bruises, when you have left scars on women. No, nigga, we are not cool. We will never be cool. We will never be friends and we will never be cordial. I don't need no bitch made men in my life, period. Period. What you men need to realize is that when you deal with a woman and she gets you so upset, you need to know how to walk the fuck away. And let me tell you something. When it comes to women, I tell you the same thing. I tell women, stop rising up in these men's faces thinking that you can fight them and physically beat a man. You cannot do it unless you are a kung fu type of bitch. A MMA fighter type of bitch. You cannot beat no man's ass, period. 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 Unless you are a brolic bitch, you 250 and he's 125 and you can sit on him and throw him around like a rag doll. But 9 times out of 10, that is not the case. Even if it was the case, no woman should be up in no man's face like she's going to go toe-to-toe, blow for blow with them. That woman that was sitting there arguing with that Asian man at that beauty supply store should have walked the fuck away. Stop arguing with people who are a non-motherfucking factor in your life. Only thing you doing, bitch, is wasting breath and air and energy and time. Get the fuck on about your business and keep it moving. You should not be engaged with nobody on a regular basis that puts you into a frenzy and into a tizzy that you want to hit them. If that is the case, then y'all need to separate. You need to divide. You need to split and you need to go. Period. Come to find out that the woman came back to the hair supply store because her little toddler took something out of the store, did not pay for it. So the woman wanted to return the item and let the man know that this is what her child did. The man in return decided to chide her, curse at her, take her out the building, confront her some more, and then punched her in the mouth. That was the end of that story. That is why this confrontation ensued, was because the woman returned an item that a little child took out of the store without paying for it. And she wanted to teach her child a lesson that was called stealing. So she returned it. And that is what they gave her. A whole lot of lip. Literally, he busted her in the mouth. This is the Dame with the Dame Truth. I'll be right back. I need to take a break. I need to take a breather. I'm sweating and stuff. This is the Dame with the Dame Truth. Don't go away. right, I'm back. I've calmed down from that situation because I realized that I was speaking with a lot of emotion. And you know what? This guy might not even know any better. So you can't blame him for his way of thinking. But I will let you know when I think that you're being an ignoramus. I will let you know when I think you're being an asshole. And I will let you know when I think that your ideologies and your ways of thinking are so fucked up. I will let you know these things. So, I had to let that out. I had to release that because I don't like being mad at people, but I don't want people to think that negative vibes, negative ways of thinking, violence against women is okay. It's just not. So yeah, I mean, we're no longer friends. I mean, we were never friends. We were associates. And I try to delete people out of my life that mean me no good. I try to delete people out of my life who I'm not saying that, you know, when it comes down to my friends, we all have to think alike. We all have to agree with the same things. But when it comes to things like big issues like this, like I feel like there's just certain people that I don't want to associate with when we have totally different thought processes or thought patterns. It's no need for us to even communicate. And so that brings me to this is, ladies who are abused need an exit strategy. You need a way to find out how you're going to leave and you're going to stay gone. There's so many stories I've heard of women who made it out, but went back. And when they went back, it's when they couldn't leave ever again because they were dead. They went back to the same abusive situation, and this time they ended up dying at the hands of their abuser, or their children ended up dying at the hands of their abuser. And what you have to realize is that, ladies, there are a lot of men out here who have mental health issues. There are a lot of people out here who have bipolarism, schizophrenia, especially in our Black communities, that they may have been diagnosed, but no one was enforcing them to seek help, to take medication. These people then have relationships, have children, and do harm to people. It's not that they're incapable of loving. They don't know how to love. They do not know how to love. And then you have some people that have been in these type of abusive relationships since they were children. They've seen their dad beat up on their mom. They've seen their mom beat up on their dad. They see their mom and dad beat up on each other. And they think that this is the type of life, this is normal. It is highly irregular. It's not normal. Love should never hurt. Love should never leave a bruise. Love should never leave a scar. I'm referencing Jada Pinkett Smith because she just posted up on Instagram that love is devastating. And yes, love is devastating. Love can be a devastating thing. Love can be a devastating thing in many ways, many, many ways. But love should never hurt. We do hurt other people from time to time with the words that we say, the things that we do. But when somebody strikes, when somebody has so much anger that they can strike you, they can kill you. A person that can sit there and hit you repeatedly can kill you. That is not love. That is anger. That is confusion. That is bitterness. That is hate. I was discussing with my girlfriend earlier today, talking about her friend, and I said, you know what's really, really sad about the world today? What's really, really sad is that these motherfuckers are in competition with women. I have never seen so many fucking men in competition with real women. I've never seen so many men that are jealous of their spouses, their girlfriends, I've never seen it. It is in record numbers that men are jealous and they're angry about this shit. Men are furious that black women are college educated and got houses and degrees and cars and shit. Men are furious that women are out here living their best fucking life, going on vacations by themselves, dating multiple men, going out with their girlfriends, living the life. Men are jealous of this shit. Men are big mad. And instead of going up and saying, you know what? I might not have a college degree, but I'm gonna work my ass off so that my lady can't say that she ever supported me or, you know, wife me or made me the house mom or the house dad or whatever. They get angry. They get big mad and they start hitting their women or they cheat on their women or, you know, it's just something always negative. I have never seen this. Like, back in the day, I never saw this. Back in the day, I saw men out there that wanted to get a girl, you know, would do anything, would take her out, would wine and dine her. This is what I'm used to seeing. Now today, you have men that just want to fuck you, literally and figuratively. In the past 5, 6, 7 years, I've had so many girls that have told me stories about men who literally robbed them. No. You haven't heard me. Literally robbed them of their bank account. I had one friend that says she met somebody over the internet and he asked her for money to get to the U.S. She sent it to him and he is nowhere to be found. Like, these are stories that I'm hearing, and it's showing me two things. It's showing me that women definitely want to be loved, and it's showing me that men see that there are a lot of desperate ass women out here, and it's a sad situation. But ladies, if you're in a relationship, if you've been duped by a motherfucker that was looking all suave and looking all good, smelling all fresh and clean, but he was blacking your eye within 3 months of the relationship, you need an exit strategy. You need to get out and you need to stay out. And I don't care, bitch, if you have to sleep under a bridge with your babies. I think sometimes sleeping under a bridge with your babies is more safe than being in a house with an evil spirit that wants to kill you while you're sleeping. That is literally holding a pillow over your face while you're sleeping. That is just wanting to choke you out while you're sleeping. I would rather be sleeping under a bridge than sleeping in the bed with the devil himself. I'm sorry, but no. Take your babies and get the fuck out. There's somebody out here that will help you. There is an auntie, a girlfriend, a cousin, or a friend that will help you, unless he has isolated you from all of them to the point where they don't know you anymore, you don't have a relationship with them anymore, and they are hesitant to bring you in their house because he's isolated you all these years. Because that's a form of abuse too. That's how it starts. You stop going to the family reunions, the cookouts, the holiday get-togethers because he doesn't want to go. Or because you done got so beat up the night before you can't go. That's how it starts. He isolates you, he beats you, and then the next thing you know, you don't know anybody's phone number. People have moved. He has kept you under a rock because he wants to look like he's the good guy to them. But behind closed doors, he's whooping your ass. Not a good look. You need an exit plan. I have a few phone numbers that I want you to jot down, memorize it, put it under your phone as fucking Pizza Hut. I don't give a shit. But you need to do something. And this is the one thing that really pissed me off about a family member who was in a relationship that was violent. It was violent mentally and physically on both hands. This is the one thing that pissed me off. I have nowhere to go. He pays all my bills. I have no money. Women, don't allow this to happen to you. Make sure that you let the... You don't have to tell the right hand what the left hand is doing all the time. Meaning that that man don't need to know that you got some money saved up in another account. Or in a stash. Or in a book. Because ignorant motherfuckers don't read. Put some money in a book. I bet you he wouldn't open it. Okay? Here's some numbers that I want you to write down. And I want you to, you know, lock it in your phone. Maybe you have a friend, a sister, a cousin that might need these numbers or this information. But this is the National Domestic Violence Hotline. It's 1-800-799-SAFE. Only thing you have to remember is 799-SAFE. 1-800-799-SAFE. And SAFE is 7233, just in case, you know, you don't know how to dial it out on the phone. SAFE is 7233. So 1-800-799-7233. 1-800-799-SAFE. It's the National Domestic Violence Hotline. Then the website is thehotline.org. Thehotline.org. And then we have PADV.org, Partners Against Domestic Violence, PADV.org, Partners Against Domestic Violence, again, PADV.org, Partners Against Domestic Violence. If you're in Atlanta, the Women's Resource Center has a hotline that's open 24/7. The phone number is 404-688-9436. Again, the Women's Resource Center is 404-688-9436. Again, the Women's Resource Center is 404-688-9436. You literally can type in domestic violence. You literally can type that in on Google and it will pop up a ton of resource centers, getaways, hideaways for women who are suffering. Back in the day when my mom was going through her issues with domestic violence, none of this shit was available. My mother had to hide. My mother had to go from New York to Florida. My mother has such a wonderful story. It's a horrible story, but it's a wonderful story of how she became an overcomer. She became a woman of strength and wisdom and grace. And that can be you. Don't stop putting your life, stop putting your spirit in the hands of a man. Start putting your life and your spirits in the hands of God. And allowing him to show you where you need to go. He will not mislead you. He will direct you. And if you want to get out of a situation that means you no good, then you can do it. Not doing it is only an excuse to remain in your situation of abuse. And I mean that. Shout out to my girl, Misha Battle from Be More. This is the young lady who was on my Facebook Live. I saw her on Facebook Live and she stopped a woman from being abused on the MBTA. She said, not today. You won't hit her today. She stood up to this woman's abuser and told the woman to sit down. She was not getting off the bus with the man that mushed her in the face, punched her in the head on the bus in front of people on the bus. He didn't even wait to get home to beat her ass. He beat her on the bus. Bitch, he has you on the bus, number one. Number two, he's beating you in front of other people. If he can do that in front of other people, he has no regards for your life behind closed doors. Shout out to Misha Battle. And let me tell you another thing that really, really,
pulled on the drawstrings of my heart is when this young lady told me that she was 23 years old. She said it on her Facebook Live. I'm 23 years old. I've had my eye black. I've been beaten. I have 4 kids. I'm 23 years old. This is a young woman, 23 years old, just became a woman. She has 4 kids. And she stood up to this grown ass man that was hitting a woman and defended her and said that she was not moving off of the bus, and she called the police on him because she knew that he was a threat to her life. And she talked to this young lady and she ministered to this young lady. She was an angel for this young lady. She saved her life. And I pray and I hope to God that she does not go back to her abuser. I pray and hope to God that, and she asked her, Misha Battle asked her if she had kids, and the woman said yes. She said, he's probably beating your kids too. I've been there. I've done that. I've seen it happen to me. It's not worth it. She ministered to this young lady, brought this young lady to tears, and the rest of the women on the bus agreed with her and told the young lady to listen to her because she was saving her life. I'm going to tell you what I want you to do. I want you to go to her Cash App, which is $DemiBefore, D-E-M-I, the letter B and the number 4, the number sign, D-E-M-I, the letter B and the number 4. And I want you to drop off $5, $10, $20, $50, $100, whatever is laid across your heart, to donate to this young lady who is 23 years old, has been in a domestic violence situation, is living in poverty, is raising 4 kids in the hood and be more. I want you to be a blessing to her, because I'm being a blessing to her right now by sharing her information so that you can drop a dime in her Cash App. And I want you to say, thank you for being somebody's angel. Thank you for speaking life into somebody's life. Thank you for saving another person from being abused, beaten, broken, or dead. Bless this young lady. Clearly, a person who is 23 years old with 4 children, possibly by multiple men, did not have an easy life. And she still does not have an easy life. It might be something that is a systemic situation that has been going on in her family for years. But at this moment in time, she needs a breakthrough. And this is a way that you can help her. She went viral for doing something that not many men would do. Not many men would stand up to another man and say, hit me, fight me, assault me like you're doing this young lady. But she did. She stood up against a bully to save somebody's life. Drop her $5, $2. A blessing is a blessing. It's $2 more than what she had in her Cash App. Again, her name is Misha Battle. And her Cash App is the $ D-E-M-I, the letter B, and the number 4. You guys, I ain't gonna harp on this long, but I just want you to know that if you can help a sister that is in duress, if you see a woman that is being abused or being mistreated out in these streets, somebody help her. Somebody call 911. Someone stand up to the bully. Because what I realize is these men who are beating on these women like this are some bitch ass people. Like, they some bitch ass niggas. They wouldn't fight you. They prey upon the weak. They prey upon the people that don't have nothing, can't go nowhere. That's who they prey upon. A person like me will go toe-to-toe with a nigga any and every day. I don't care if it's my life. I've done it. Ask about me. I don't care. I do not like seeing women being beaten by men. I don't like seeing women being degraded by men. That's why I have so many issues with women that do the things that they do, degrading themselves in the streets and doing what they do in front of these men, because they don't think nothing about you when you do that dumb shit. I hate it with a passion, because it's so much more to a woman than her ass and titties. the anatomy of her body. And when you do that, these men think that they can screw around on you, treat you any kind of way, call you a dog, a bitch, a whore, a slut, a thot, all these things, and beat your ass because you don't respect or love yourself enough. Ladies, find enough love in respecting yourself so that these other motherfuckers will respect and love you too. Period. End of discussion. End of the discussion. I have nothing left to say about this. My people, we have to wake up. We have to rise up. It's your girl, Edith Yolanda. Have a beautiful and blessed night. Pray for those who need the prayer and pray for me too. It's your girl with the dang truth.